In testimony to a Republican-led congressional committee yesterday, Health Services Secretary Dennis Smith said that the costs of the federal health care law would outweigh the benefits to the state of Wisconsin. Smith cited the thousands of parents and kids who are already eligible for Medicaid in Wisconsin, who would only sign up once the law took effect. But John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says those residents will sign up for Medicaid whether the state chooses to expand it or not.
Some of the effects of the federal law are unavoidable. Others are optional.
Peacock says it's those optional pieces that actually stand to benefit Wisconsin. If the state expands Medicaid to eligible adults without kids, the federal government will initially pick up 100% of the costs. Peacock doesn't dispute that other pieces of the federal health care law will cost the state.
But when you just look at the part that's optional, the gap in badger care and whether we decide to close that or not, that piece saves us money.
Peacock says the federal health care law will also cut other costs by reducing the number of uninsured people who rely on the state for emergency room care. The governor says he hasn't decided yet whether to expand Medicaid, citing a concern that the federal government won't pick up as much of the cost as it promised. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.